请我们翻到以弗所书。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
我们读第一节、第二节。
We'll read verse 1 and 2.
奉神旨意，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗，写信给在以弗所的圣徒，就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人。愿平安恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
第十五节和十六节。
And in verse 15 and 16.
因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住地感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们。
Therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers.
第十七节，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him.
以弗所书第三章第八节到十一节。
Ephesians 3:8-11.
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的，为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧，这是造神从万事以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
To me who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mysteryWhich from the beginning of ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God may be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我们再读十四节到二十一节。
We'll read 14 to 21.
因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切超越我们所求所想的，但愿他在教会中并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代永永远远。阿们。
For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, length, depth, and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
好，我们今天早上读经暂时读这么多。
We'll finish our Bible reading here.
我们读以弗所书的时候。
As we read the book of Ephesians.
我们想，使徒保罗那个时候是在罗马的监牢里面。
You know that Paul was writing this from the prison in Rome.
照着肉身来讲，他是没有自由，受捆锁。
According to his flesh, he had no freedom and he was bound.
他是一个囚犯。
He was someone who was a prisoner.
那我们从教会的这个遗传告诉我们，保罗是日夜手上都有这个铁链和脚铐拴着。
From church history, we know that night and day Paul had the chains on his hands and his feet.
而且呢，他一天大概有六班的罗马卫兵啊，跟他拴在一起。
And that there were also six of these Roman guards chained with him.
那是很不舒服，而且很熬炼人的个性啊。
This is very uncomfortable and wearing on a person.
但是呢，当保罗写以弗所书的时候，我不晓得弟兄姊妹有没有试着去想一想他的心情是什么。
But as you read Ephesians, have you thought about his mood in writing this?
这几天当我安静的时候，我在想，保罗一定是充满了喜乐的。
When I reflect on this, I thought that he must have been full of joy.
哦，所以我们看见他写了以弗所书，又有腓立比书。
You know, he wrote Ephesians and Philippians.
这又写了哥罗西书。
And also Colossians.
还写了腓立门书。
As well as Philemon.
哦，在腓立比书里面，他一直讲到他是喜乐的。
In Philippians, he often talks about how joyful he was.
当然，我们知道主是他的喜乐。
We know, of course, that the Lord was his joy.
他住在主里面。主成为他喜乐的泉源。
That he abided in the Lord, and the Lord was the source of his joy.
但是读以弗所书时，我们感觉呢，保罗心中看见以弗所弟兄姊妹。
But reading Ephesians, we can see that he saw the people in Ephesus.
他灵里面跪下来为弟兄姊妹祷告的时候，他就喜乐了。
As he knelt down to pray for the saints, he had joy.
他说呢，因为你们在基督里是有忠心的。
Is it because you are faithful in Christ?
我们知道主把一个小事交给我们，主是训练我们，考验我们，看我们认真不认真，忠心不忠心。
God may give us a small thing to train us and test us to see if we are serious and faithful.
我们知道在四福音书里面主说啊，今天我们在肉身中一切的侍奉都是小事。
The Gospels tell us that all of our service in the flesh is a small thing.
主说，如果你在这个小事上面忠心，将来呢，那不知道是什么样的一种的托付和荣耀。
And if you are faithful in these small things, then you'll see the even greater glory that you will receive.
保罗在祷告啊，为着以弗所的教会祷告，说主啊，你有什么话要对以弗所的弟兄姊妹说？
He prayed to God, asking for what words he should speak to the Ephesians.
第一个主给他的感觉，就是以弗所的弟兄姊妹呢，在过去领受的真理上面，他们都忠心。
The first is that in the past they have been faithful to the truth they received.
可能他们还不是那么的成熟，但是照着他所达到的地步，他是认真的。
Maybe they were not very mature, but they were serious to the point that they were at.
只要主的光一照亮他。他里面就顺服这个光。
As soon as the Lord enlightened them, then they were submitting to this light.
保罗有这样的感觉，他心里面就充满了喜乐。
When Paul had this feeling, he was full of joy.
他可能在神的面前祷告说：“父啊，你现在可以把你心中最宝贵的讲给他们听了。”
Maybe he prayed to the Father that now you can speak what's most precious to these people.
昨天晚上我回到家，我忽然想起来，我在疫情前的最后一次就是跟大家讲以弗所书。
Last night after getting home, I suddenly thought that my last message before the pandemic to you guys was of Ephesians.
主把我这个记忆完全是好像遮盖掉了，我不记得我上次来这里是讲什么。
It seems like I completely forgot what I spoke about last time.
我只记得呢，在疫情中我和弟兄姊妹很难得的用差不多四个月的时间 查考了雅歌书。
I only remember the 4 months we spent studying Ladybug Song of Songs.
雅歌书是一个爱的歌。
That is this, the song of love.
Love, yeah. 当基督的爱充满我们。
When the love of Christ fills us.
我们才有对基督爱的回应。
Then we're able to respond to his love.
弟兄姊妹，在这个点上，我们爱慕。
And we should have a desire for this.
这是忠心的第一步。
This is the first step of being faithful.
是不是呢？
Isn't that so?
在地上，婚姻的关系要讲到彼此的这个贞洁，对不对？
When we talk about marriage, we talk about how you,
to be faithful to each other.
To be faithful to each other.
我们呢，要守住我们对对方的这个承诺。
And we have to keep this promise we have to each other.
那个这个贞洁哈，就是 faithful.
And this is talking about being faithful.
弟兄姊妹们，主把这一点点交给我们，我们开始享受它。
God has given us a little bit to us so that we can enjoy Him.
对他有回应。
We can respond to Him.
我第二年呢，跟弟兄姊妹交通的是住在主里面。
In my second year, I share with everyone abiding in the Lord.
这是主给我一个很难得的机会。能够把我心中的学习哈、啊、和弟兄姊妹分享。
God gave me the opportunity to share what I've learned with everyone.
在我自己的聚会里面，我没有这种的机会，我只能临麦。
I didn't have this chance in my own gathering.
这里讲一点，那里讲一点，因为教会不停的发生事情，我们为着这些事情寻求感觉，所以呢，那个完整的负担出不来。
That I often would be sharing based on the different topics that arose, and I couldn't share a full burden.
但是呢，和弟兄姊妹能够在疫情中这么安静的用14次哈、啊，我们一起交通住在主里面。
But during the pandemic, we were able to, over 14 sessions to share abiding in the Lord.
所以呢，我想主啊，我下一次和弟兄姊妹见面要交通什么？
And so I was thinking about what I should share the next time I see everyone.
其实这个感觉在里面已经2年了，我还要。我在不是我那时候忘记我讲过以弗所书，我说主啊，弟兄姊妹可以明白你心中的奥秘。
I forgot that I spoke about Ephesians, but I wanted brothers and sisters to understand the mystery of God.
他们忠心在哪些点上表现
？At what point are they already faithful on？
在第1章14节他说，我听见你们信从主耶稣。
And he says that I've already heard about your belief in God.
不仅相信。
That you not only believe.
而且跟从。
But you also follow.
我们常常讲信心呢，它有两面的。
We often say that there's two aspects of faith.
一面是相信。
One aspect is your belief.
一面是顺服。
And the other is your obedience.
所以有一首诗歌叫做信而顺服。
There's a song called,
这才叫做完全的信心。
And that is complete faith.
如果我们只是说口头说我相信我相信，但做事的时候是另外一条路。
If we just say we believe, but we do a completely other thing.
那是不完全。
Then this is not complete.
那是没有果效的。
And there's no fruit from it.
弟兄姊妹，在雅各书里面就讲到，那个没有结出果子的，或者说是没有行为的信心是空的。
And it tells us that faith without fruit is empty, is worthless.
但是以弗所的弟兄姊妹，在保罗失去自由差不多有7年的时间里面。
We know that when Paul was already without freedom for around 7 years.
有弟兄姊妹来看保罗，他听见的消息说，以弗所的聚会，弟兄姊妹们向着主是信而顺从。
And when those came to visit Paul, they told him the church in Ephesus.We're trusting and obeying.
我们知道保罗在以弗所住了2年，把神国的事没有一点避讳不交通给他们。
Paul lived in Ephesus for 2 years. He didn't hide anything of the kingdom of God from them.
他们领受了这个。
And they received it.
一方面是恩典。
On one hand, it was grace.
另外一方面就是托付。
But it also was
entrusted
to them.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道吗？主把他的心意给我们。开启一点。
God revealed a little bit of His will to us.
在你身上，在你我身上，就有一个责任，有一个使命。
And that each of us bears this responsibility and this command.
要把这个真理的启示，把它借着肉身活出来。
That our flesh may manifest the truth of this revelation.
所以呢，我在年轻的时候就听过了， 我们求主开我里面的眼睛。
When I was young, I heard that we asked God to open the eyes of our heart.
如果主开我们的眼睛，明白了这个真理。
When He opens our eyes and we understand this truth.
你我身上就有一个责任。
That we have this responsibility.
那就是主给我们的使命。
And this is that command that He gave us.
你要在这个真理上面忠心。
That you have to be faithful in the truth.
这个忠心就是信而顺从。
And the faithfulness is to trust and obey.
无论什么代价。
No matter what the price is.
主都已经供应我们，给我们能力，可以承担这个责任。
God has already supplied and given us the strength to bear it.
这是保罗想到以弗所的弟兄姊妹，所以他开始写以弗所书哈，他心里面就充满了这种喜乐和跳跃。
And so as Paul thought about this and wrote this letter, he was full of this joy.
所以每次祷告的时候，先是为以弗所弟兄姊妹感谢神。
And so first in his prayer, he thanked God for the Ephesians.
他们不仅向着主是信从。
And they not only are faithful to the Lord.
Trust and obey.
They only trust and obey the Lord.
在英文里面呢，他这个不是 believe in, 是 believe unto.或者是 into 信进了基督的里面去了。
That they already believe onto or into the Lord.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这是真正的信心。
This is what true faith and trust.
那么他们有一种的生活。
And then they have this life they live out.
他们亲爱众圣徒。
That they love their fellow saints.
不是说跟他一致的人他亲爱。
They don't just love those who are the same as them.
只要他是神的儿女。
But as long as they are children.
他可能肉身跟我有非常不同的背景。
In the flesh, they have very different backgrounds.
性格上面有非常不同的性情。
Or their nature and character is very different.
但是他们都一样的亲爱。
But they still have this love.
我年轻的听见有弟兄这么讲啊。
I when I was young, I heard a brother say.
他们在教会生活里面呢，有些弟兄姊妹，你很喜欢跟他在一起。
That there are some brothers and sisters you like to be with.
但也有一些弟兄姊妹呢，你总觉得他给你很多的麻烦。
But then there are some that may bring you a lot of trouble.
所以有些弟兄姊妹呢。是可爱的亲爱弟兄。
Some are those lovely dear brothers and sisters.
有些弟兄呢叫做这个亲爱的不可爱弟兄。
Some are those dear and not lovely brothers and sisters.
但是不管可爱不可爱。
No matter whether they're lovely or not.
我里面这一茬都是亲爱的。
I still have this love for them.
为什么呢？因为基督的爱在我里面。
This is because the love of Christ is in me.
基督的爱爱我和爱他是一样的。
And that same love is in me and in them.
我就用这样的爱。来彼此相交。
And so I use this kind of love to fellowship together.
保罗看见以弗所教会有这种的光景。
When Paul saw that the Ephesian church was in this kind of light.
现在是时候了。
So he said that this is the time.
你可以把我心中的奥秘告诉他。
And you can reveal the mystery to them.
这就是我们第一天讲的，神心中有一个奥秘，旨意的奥秘。
And this is the mystery of his will that we spoke about.
弟兄姊妹，这个旨意的奥秘是在时间结束的时候，神在宇宙中工作的最后的结果是什么样？
And this will add the fulfillment of times at the end of all his work.
他说叫天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
That all things in heaven and earth will be gathered together in one in Christ.
啊，这个同归于一啊，这个很难解释，因为我们还没有完全的经历。
Since we haven't experienced yet fully, we can't explain being gathered together in one.
读圣经的人呢，有很多人花了很多的功夫去揣测、寻求这个在基督里同归于一是什么意思。
But many Bible scholars sought to understand what it means to be on one in Christ.
所以在英文呢，第一个翻译是 gather together.
In English, it's translated as being gathered together.
我们都聚在一起了，都聚在主耶稣基督的面前了。
That we're all gathering together before Christ.
这是一个最粗浅的。
This is the most basic.
像今天呢，我们大家在一起聚会，我们都有基督的生命。We gather together unto Him.
And we all have the life of Christ, so we're being gathered together unto Him.
好，那么因为基督的生命在你我里面，我们才能联合成为一。
Because we have the life of Christ, then we can be gathered together unto one.
这是将来天上地上都要成为在基督里成为一。
All in heaven and earth will be gathered together in one.
那么第二个，他说叫 sum up.
And the second is to sum it up.
就是总结以后的，只有基督你才能够在将来出现的神工作的结束的里面。
And the sum up, you only can have Christ in the final result of His work.
这对我们是一个很大的提醒啊。
This is a great reminder.
今天我们做任何一件事，投入最大的自己的这个
投资啊，我们的精力，我们的财务，我们的情感，弟兄姊妹，你要看看那是不是基督。
No matter what we do, what we put all our energy and effort into, we have to make sure, is it Christ?
如果那不是基督的话，
if it's not Christ,
将来要 sum up 总括的时候，那个都没有了。
That one day when we sum it all up, it's nothing.
弟兄姊妹，所以这对我们来讲是一个非常重要的提醒。
This is a very great reminder.
我们在世界上，我们讲做事情呢，要 set priority， 对不对？
When we do things, we have to set priority.
哪一件是最重要的？
Which is the most important?
如果将来这件事情是毫无意义的，我今天就不要花太多时间去
if one day
去在乎它。
Thing is useless, and I won't spend time working on it.
不论它多吸引我，我多喜欢，我要求主给我恩典，能够把它放下。
No matter how much I'm interested in, I ask God for grace to put it down.
你知道在历史里的多少神的儿女们因着眼睛得开了，他们就放下。
In all of history, how many of his servants their eyes were opened and so they put it down?
你知道在天主教时期，他们第一个圣人是谁啊？
Who was the holy one in the Catholic?
他们是谁啊？奥古斯丁是谁？他在没有信主以前，他是个。是一个非常浪荡的人。
It was a Saint Augustine, and before he was a believer, he was a very
he's a wanton person. 他乱交朋友，生活非他很聪明，但是他生活非常的放荡。
He was very smart, but he let himself go, went around making friends with everyone.
Yeah, he indulged himself in 这个 enjoyment.Earthly, fleshly enjoyment. 但是有一天呢，主听了他母亲多年的恳求，开了他的眼睛。
But then one day the Lord, hearing his mother's prayer, opened his eyes.
你看他啊，你读他那一段他的忏悔录，他就把那一切都放下。
When you read his reflections, he set it all aside.
他把他一生就投注在追求基督的上面。
And he completely focused himself on pursuing the Lord.
我们需要看见这件事情。
We have to be able to see this.
你知道今天这个我们认为很实在的宇宙啊。
Today we see this very concrete universe.
很荣耀的地位和财富或者学问。
That these are their glorious positions or,
我们的 position, 我们的这个 ability, 啊还有我们的 knowledge, 甚至还有很多人的这个 talent, 我们都很在乎的就是放不下。
We care about all these things and we're not willing to put it aside.
为什么呢？
Why is this?
因为基督的荣耀在我们里面我们还看得不多。
Because we haven't seen enough of the glory of Christ.
我们认为这些事情呢值得我追求，值得我表现。
We think that these things are worth us to pursue.
我们非常的在乎这个东西。
We care greatly about these things.
别人一碰这个东西就碰到我这个自尊了。
If people touch
them, they touch our innermost. Do you have this experience? 我有很多啊。主摸一下我就痛得不得了，跳起来说：“主啊，怎么这样呢？”
The Lord may touch one of them, and I may say, "Why is this?"
我帮助你，要你得着那上好。
The Lord said, "I'm helping you to receive what is the best."
这需要开眼睛啊！
Our eyes have to be open.
你没有开过眼睛呢，你放一点点都放不掉的。
If our eyes are not open, we can't even put down a little bit.
我记得我小的时候喜欢小磁铁，因为男生都喜欢这些东西，对不对？我掉了磁铁，如丧家之犬三个月，真是痛苦啊！到处找啊。
When I was young, I was very interested in magnets, and when I dropped one, I was very sad for months.
I lost it.
Lost one.
我到处去找，就是找不到。我觉得主也没有听我祷告，主不见了。
I looked everywhere for it. I thought the Lord wasn't listening to my prayers.
主教我，你要把这个放下。
The Lord was teaching me to put these things aside.
以弗所的弟兄姊妹们，他们经历过。
The people in Ephesus experienced this.
所以在这些事情上，主告诉保罗说：“现在是时候，你可以把我心中的奥秘告诉他。”
And so the Lord told Paul that you can now reveal the mystery in my heart.
这个 sum up， 不，第二个哈，这个同归于一呢，是 sum up 的意思。
The second part being gathered together is sum up.
第三个意思啊，有人翻译叫做 head up， heads up。
Third meaning is a heads up.
这个我常常听我们弟兄，他们特别是 engineer 的，今天我们来开个会，他不是说 briefing， 我们 heads up。
All times engineers don't call it a briefing, but rather a heads up。
这 heads up 就是说把神的意念告诉我们，然后我们尊他为主，我们头都看着他，
This heads up is that the vision of God has told to us that we all look up and focus on Him.
And
so He becomes our Lord. And He is over all
universes. 当神在基督里掌权时，那个喜乐是无穷无尽。
If you've tasted the joy of God reigning in Christ,
the 那是 indescribable joy.
And an indescribable joy.
我相信历史里的很多基督徒，包含我这个微不足道的人，我在很年轻的时候尝到那个喜乐。
There may be many people like me who have experienced this joy when I was young.
那个喜乐叫你永远忘不掉。
And you'll never forget.
而且你碰见难处的时候，碰见苦难的时候，那个喜乐出来就成为你的力量。
And when you encounter hardships and trouble, this joy becomes your strength.
就像刚才我们唱的诗歌一样，你想到那个家呢，你本来的叹息就变成歌唱了。
And like in the hymn, when you think of this home, your sighing turns into
singing,
change into song.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，你有没有这种经历呢
？Have you had this kind of
experience? 神的儿女不需要叹息了。
That we no longer need to sigh.
当然，如果你没有看见主在我们里面多宝贵，我们一定叹息的。
Of course, we'll sigh if we haven't seen how precious the Lord is in us.
主在教会中何等的荣耀，如果我们没有看见，我们就一天到晚抱怨这个人不对，那个人不对，这个事不好。
We'll keep complaining about who is wrong and what's going on if we don't see the glory of Christ in the church.
神觉得呢，在地上有一批人，在以弗所的弟兄姊妹，他们成熟到一个地步，是大人了，父亲呢，可以把他的心意告诉他。
And God saw that the saints in Ephesus were mature; they were adults, and He could reveal His will to them.
但是保罗要写这个的时候，他还是感觉不行，他不得不祷告。
But when Paul's writing this, he still had to pray.
弟兄姊妹们，我们刚才读了以弗所书里面的两个祷告。
We read two prayers from Ephesians.
这是保罗啊，要把神的心意交通给弟兄姊妹，并且他盼望这个心意能够落实在弟兄姊妹的侍奉和生活里面。
And Paul wanted to give the will of God to them that it would hold fast in their service, in their life.
他觉得他没有这个能耐。
He felt that he didn't have the strength.
他需要祷告。
He needed to pray.
除非圣灵做工。
So that the Spirit will do its work.
弟兄姊妹，我们在人间就有这种经验。
You may have this experience in our life.
有些事情，我们不是对所有人都能够说的。
Some things we're not able to say to everyone.
因为呢，不是每个人都能够领会我说话的意义和说话的动机目的。
Because not everyone can understand the meaning and the purpose of what I'm saying.
人因为不能够明白他的意义，就可能会误会我的动机。
Because men do not understand his will, they may misunderstand my actions.
My
motivations.
The reason I tell this thing. 所以呢，神一个成熟的人，他在什么场合对什么人，他就说合适的话。
And so a mature person knows to say the right thing to the right people and circumstance.
这个叫做这个人有 situation awareness.
This means that this person has situational awareness.
我们说小孩子就不太有 situation awareness, 他就会小孩子说大人话。
You know, the children may not have it, and they say the things of adults.
但是今天神要把他的心说给我们听了，我们真的心是很幼稚的。
But for God to speak His will to us, our hearts are very,
we are very immature.
Yeah, we're very immature.
We are in our, so to speak, 是一个 infancy. 那么神怎么能够把他心里隐藏的奥秘告诉我？
So then how can God tell the mystery of His will to us?
所以使徒保罗感觉到自己，他有两面，一面感觉到自己话说不清楚。
On one hand, Paul felt like he might not explain it clearly.
另外一面呢，又感觉呢，我们人实在太微小了，实在听不懂神在说什么。
On the other hand, he felt that we're too small, don't understand the will of God.
所以他需要祷告。
So he has to pray.
祷告就求启示了。
He had to pray for revelation.
哇，我们每次来聚会，求主了开通我们的耳朵。
And then he opened our ears every time we gather.
预备我的心。
And prepare our hearts.
好，做一个能听神说话得启示的。
That we can be someone who hears His words and receive His revelation.
弟兄姊妹，启示是非常重要宝贵。
Revelation is very important and precious.
你知道马丁路德啊，他把欧洲的一半呢翻过来了， 就是一句话的启示，他用了一些。
Martin Luther through this one revelation was able to change half of England.
不是 England,
right.
half of Europe. 你去德国现在看，真是一半一半，一半的接受了马丁路德，他们就讲因信称义。
And so the half who did receive Martin Luther's words, they know that we are justified by faith.
另外一半呢，他们仍然守住了天主教的遗文。
And the other half kept with the ways of the Catholics.
他只用了一句话，是启示来的话。
There was only one phrase that was revealed to him.
所以今天呢，得启示是一个不得了的事情。
Today to receive a revelation is an amazing thing.
所以我听过一个德国的学者在大学里面纪念马丁路德这个生日500年的时候，那时候我才刚刚出来侍奉。
I had a German professor talk about Martin Luther on his 500th anniversary.
这个我上次可能讲过了。
I might have told you about this.
那个教授啊，他最后 conclusion， 他的问题是 ：Is Martin Luther revolutionary， 或者是一个reformer？ 他的题目就是这个问题。结果啊。马丁路德到底是一个革命家还是一个改革者，他就用这个问题，结果他的结论他说什么呢？
And so what was the answer to his question?
None of the above.
It's none of the above.
他说他是一个 revelationist.
Rather he said that he was a revelationist.
他得着了启示，他把它传递给那个时代。
And he received a revelation and spread it to the people.
我想保罗他碰见的就是这个。
And I think this was the same feeling that Paul had.
所以这一次我们聚会，我心里面是，我跟主说，我不知道怎么发表我心里面你给我的 laid that burden in my heart.
This time I said to the Lord, I don't know how to express the burden in my heart you've given me.
但是从第一天晚上我们开始聚会，我的心里面真是感谢主，主在这里。
But from the first night, I thank God that His presence is here.
那么我们稍微交通一点，我们讲到神心中呢，要把基督的奥秘启示给他的。
We'll share about how God wanted to reveal the mystery of Christ to his children.
那么基督的奥秘是什么呢？就是教会。
The mystery of Christ is the church.
而教会是神创造万有在时间中工作的那个旨意和目的。
And the church is the purpose and the will of God, all God's work in the universe in time.
或者这样讲啊，神的那个旨意就是神的儿子。
The will of God is His Son.
那么在儿子里面定了一个目的，那叫做 eternal purpose of God.
And the eternal purpose of God was destined in His Son.
He set the purpose, eternal purpose, in His Son. 那个 purpose 就是教会。
And this eternal purpose is the church.
那个教会不是我们今天看得见的教会。
The church is not the church we can see today.
乃是一我们讲的是基督的身体，是一个宇宙的人。
But it's the body of Christ.
它是神借着圣灵居住的所在。
It's the dwelling place of God through the Holy Spirit.
你进到那个教会，就进到神的家庭的里面。
When you enter into the church, you enter into the house.
你进到那个教会里面，你就是天上的公民。
And you are also now the heavenly citizen.
弟兄姊妹们，这是保罗想要表达给我们。知道的。
This is what Paul wanted to express to us.
但是呢，这个教会不仅是在灵里面，在天上它的地位而已。
This is not only the church in its spiritual and heavenly standing.
不仅它的生命性情表现是圣洁的，是荣耀的，没有瑕疵的。
Its character and nature is not only holy and without blame, without blemish.
Holy, glory and without blemish. 弟兄姊妹，并且这个教会可以落实在你我。这小小的聚会就是。
But may this church also land in each of these small gatherings we have.
所以他从天上的宇宙的教会讲到地上我们可以走路具体经历的那个聚集。
So we talk about the church in the heavenly realm as well as the church that we can physically walk and gather.
所以在神心中真正在地上属他的教会必须是那个天上信实在地上的一个橱窗或者一个样品。
And so the will of God, the true church is that, the physical church, which is a copy of that heavenly one.
弟兄姊妹，我希望我把它说得清楚。你有了这个的意念，你才知道我们今天在教会中该走的道路是什么。
If you have this understanding, then you know the way that we should walk in.
每一个爱主、愿意侍奉主的人，迟早有一天要到主面前祷告，要问自己一个问题。
Every person who loves the Lord one day will come before the Lord and ask himself a question.
主啊，我们服侍你，服侍教会，我们要把弟兄姊妹带到哪里去？
Lord, we serve you in the church. Where are we trying to bring the brothers and sisters to?
如果你是在卫理公会聚会的，你就把弟兄姊妹带进卫理公会，那就结束了。
If you are in the
Methodist,
in the Methodist church, you bring them into the Methodist denomination.
你在信义会得救的，你把弟兄姊妹带到因信称义，你就结束了，是不是？那就是神的目的。
Or if you're in the Alliance church, you just bring them into being justified by faith, and that's it.
对，Lutheran Church. 以后我要跟弟兄姊妹讲一点教会历史。
Later we'll speak more on church history.
这些都是神曾经在地上的工作。
So、this is all the work of God on the earth.
但是我们常常就是，我们起步是什么样子，我们结束是还是那个样子。
But often we end up where we started with.
那不是神的心意。
This is not the will of God.
我们乃是离开了自己的家乡，一步一步走，越走越荣耀的。
We should rather leave our home and walk into more.
最后我们看见那座有根基的城了。
So that one day we see the city with foundation.
如果讲背景，我每个人都有自己出生的背景。你是某某弟兄来得救的。
That we all have our own background or how we were saved.
是不是？如果我讲我是闭关弟兄会，那时候我也不知道我聚会的是闭关弟兄会。
Exclusive brother.And like when I'm speaking up here to cover your head.
那么有人说你们就是戴帽子的聚会。
Some say you're just the gathering who are wearing hats.
弟兄姊妹，为什么我们这样做呢？因为我们开始是也不知道的。
And we do this because at first we may not know.
因为真理的光一点一点、一步一步的开启着。
And because the truth of the light is revealed each step by step.
我们就顺从真理。
And we start to follow the light of the truth.
我年轻的时候。接受一个年长姊妹的教导和带领。
When I was young, I received the guidance and teaching from my elderly sister.
这位年长的姊妹，她从小是在苏格兰的长老会里面长大的。
And she grew up in the Scotland
Presbyterian
Church.
他们是非常敬虔。
But they were very faithful.
而且他们肯为主受苦。
And they were also willing to suffer for the Lord.
但他们这种受苦就是肉身中神就是比别人劳苦。
But it's often just a physical suffering.
不太认识十字架魂生命的改变和交换。
They may not have understood the way of the cross or the exchange of life.
在他40岁的时候。
But she was around 40.
他的前一段人生的侍奉好像主把他画了一个句点。
And it seems like God set a turning point in all her service.
她就从远东回到北美来。
That she returned to
from far east back to America.
From the far east to America.
她在北美呢，她就想寻求灵里面更多的这个供应和亮光。
And in America, she wanted to pursue more of this supply and enlightenment in the spirit.
后来她到了纽约。参加了一个德国后裔的一个聚会，那个叫做 Faith Home。
And then when she went to New York, she went to a Faith Home gathering.
那时候在那个聚会里面有一个非常属灵的德国的弟兄，叫做吴牧师。
There was a very faithful German brother there called
Wolfgang。我不知道他那个字我现在也不记得，但是中文他翻译就是。就是 Brother Wu.
We were Brother Wu.
所以这个弟兄呢，帮助这个姊妹从圣灵里面看见了基督。
And this brother helped the sister be able to see Christ in the Spirit.
我们从谁那里得着帮助
？Who can we receive help?
我们就很自然的就会服那个人，会跟随他。
And we naturally want to support them and follow them.
所以他得着这个祝福以后，就多跟吴牧师交通了。这个。 他就跟他讲说，能不能请你接纳我做你的主夫。
After receiving this help, she asked Brother Wu whether he would accept her to be his worker, his co-worker.
没想到啊，这位老弟兄啊，就跟他讲说，姊妹，你要跟随你里面的光，你不要跟随。
He told her to follow the light in you, not to follow people.
他后半生呢，所以他一直跟随这个。
So she followed this the rest of her life.
是光引他到真理的面前。
That this light led her to the truth.
虽然他不能讲这个真理，但他接受这些弟兄讲的是真理，我要服下。
And because she couldn't say she accepted it was the truth, then she submitted to it.
这位年长的姊妹给我非常深刻的印象。
This elderly sister left a deep impact on me.
弟兄姊妹，以弗所书，保罗对于以弗所弟兄姊妹，他就有这样的盼望。
And Paul had this hope for the Ephesians.
愿我们能够跟从。
May we follow.
既然知道神在这个世代有一个旨意，就是要把他永远的目的，就是教会向世人显明出。
Since we know that God has His will, which is to reveal to everyone, His will, which is the church.
以弗所书第三章，刚才我们读了，昨天晚上也读，第八节到第十一节。
As we read in Ephesians 3:8-11.
不太容易去明白保罗在这里讲什么。
Maybe hard to understand what Paul's saying.
我先把我的领会，我理一理啊，希望传递的清楚。
And let me explain what I've received from it.
神在没有创立世界以前。
Before he created the world.
他心中就知道一切的事情。
He already knew all things in his heart.
包含撒旦会受引诱堕落。
Including that I would be
背叛。
Tempted by Satan and would fall.
那么人被造以后，第一代就会背叛，就会。堕落一开始。
And that the first generation humans would be tempted and fall. God knew this already.
但是神那个永远的目的是要为他的儿子得着一个匹配。
But his eternal purpose was for his son to receive
a counterpart. 这是在创世纪第二章里面神为亚当有的那个意念。那这人独居不好。
This is the will he had for Adam, that it was not good for him to be alone.
我要为他预备一个 counterpart.
I will prepare a counterpart for him.
一个匹配像他一样能够成为他的帮助。
A counterpart that is like him to help him.
神心中早就定好这个，而那个 counterpart 是什么呢？就是教会。
And this counterpart for him is the church.
教会不仅是新约时代的基督徒聚在一起，聚在主的名下叫做教会。
The church is not only those Christians gathered together in His name.
你读以弗所书第三章，我们就看见了。外邦人，我们称作信耶稣的外邦人叫做教会，但是在没有那之前呢，犹太人他们跟从神的，他们也在这个教会。
That these Christian believers are called the church, but the Jews who follow the Lord are also in this church.
所以到了新约时代成就的时候啊，这个外邦人和犹太人呢，要同归一个身体，同做后嗣，同蒙应许。
And we know that now the Jews and the Gentiles are gathered in one body, one heir, one inheritance.
这是神在时间中为什么造了新宿，为什么造了地球，为什么造了你和我，把你摆在中国又带到美国来。神的目的是要得着教会。
And in order for God to receive the church, this is why He created the world, created you and I, or brought you from China to America.
弟兄姊妹，世界是在神的心中啊。有人类以来，在耶稣基督没有上十架以前，神一直都隐藏，没有讲给任何人听。
Before Jesus Christ went on the cross, this was all hidden in God and was not spoken to people.
而在那个之前，我们看见人类是历史上有不同的世代。
And there are different eras in history before this.
所以在这里他说到，这历代以来啊，就是过去的一个世代一个世代以来，虽然神也向人说话。但是这个意念神从来没有做。
In previous ages, God may have spoken to people, but never about this vision and will.
但是基督复活升天以后，到的时候呢，神就把这个意念启示给圣使徒和圣先知。
But at the right time, after Jesus resurrected, this was given to the holy apostles and prophets.
啊，其中包括了保罗。
Which includes Paul.
我们知道第一个得着这个看见的是司提反。
The first person to receive this was Stephen.
那么保罗他就看见的，他能够说的更详细、更透彻。
But Paul adds on even more detail and clearly.
所以是神在人时间中最后一段的工作，这个时代神在做什么呢？只有做一件事，就是得着教会。
And God is only doing one thing in this last part of His work, which is to receive the church.
所以今天如果我们不明白教会的意义，
If we don't understand the meaning of the church,
我们认为我信了基督教了，我就在教会里面。
If you think that you just believe in the Christian religion,
很可能我们一生呢会徒然的。
And then our whole life might be worthless.
就 in vain.
In vain.
弟兄姊妹们，所以这个是一个非常重要的一个意念。
This is a very important thought that we have.
今天早上吃早餐呢，我和弟兄们谈到这件事情。
We were discussing this at breakfast this morning.
我们信主都在不同的背景里面。
We all come to believe in the Lord.
我们是那种背景叫做传统的教会。
We may call it the traditional church.
确实呀，那我们有的人就是西方弟兄姊妹叫做 Christianity.
And the West may call it Christianity.
或者说呢，有的人叫做 Christendom.
Or Christendom.
这个跟圣经里面保罗讲的这个 church 是不一样的。
This is very different than the church we read here.
所以昨天我用这教会的特性讲了，它绝对不是人的传统仁义或者才干能力建组织起来的一个东西。
Yesterday we said that the church is definitely not created by human organization, way or traditions.
弟兄姊妹，你不可能参加教会的。
You cannot participate in church.
你必须是生在教会里面。
But you have to be born in the church.
那什么意思呢？
And what does this mean?
是基督的生命在你里面开始，你就在教会里面。
Now when the life of Christ starts in you, this is when you're in the church.
这是一个很重要的意念。
This is a very important.
这个让我们呢，今天你看啊，一条街上呢，奉主的名的聚会很多。
Today on the street, there are many different gatherings in the
world. 但是每一个聚会里面有多少教会的实质和意义的，我们要会分辨，你才不会浪费自己的时间。
In order to not waste your time, we have to discern how many of these have the true reality of the church.
有了这个意念呢，弟兄姊妹，我们才能开始讲到教会的实行。
And when we know this, then we can talk about how we live out the church.
我们才能讲到教会的道路。
Or the way of the church.
我们在这里服侍，要把弟兄姊妹带到什么地方？
Or we serve, where are we trying to bring brothers and sisters to?
我们带进一个属灵的经历吗？
To guide them into a spiritual experience?
还是带进神完满在基督里的那个心意？
Or into the fullness of His will in Christ?
那个经历也是出于主。
And these experiences are from God.
但是那不过是一个过程而已。
But it's just an experience to go through.
A process.
A process.
A stage of the process, 而不是全部的。
But it's not the complete.
所以今天呢，若是我们知道神指定的那条路，教会的道路，那是非常重要的。
And so it's very important to know the way the church that God has set for us.
我们人生都有这样的经验，你要去一个目的，你走什么道路，决定你的经历，也决定你最后的结果。
We know that the way you take to get to end result determines your way and also the end result.
The way determines the experience and the end result. 弟兄姊妹们，这个很重要。所以我们要服侍主以前，一定要问主啊，你的路在哪里？
This is very important. So we have to ask the Lord what His way is.
我们不要贪方便。也不要随着自己的性格，我就选择了一个一成不变的路，那不叫忠心啊，那叫做定型啊。
If we just do what's convenient or what we like and stay in this way, this is not being faithful.
That's called 我们已经定型了。
It's that we already set in our ways.
定型英文是 you are already set, 不再会改变。神在我们里面不再会增加。
If we already said that we cannot be changed, God cannot increase.
这就是今天我们讲到这个基督教和宗教，它里面也真的重生得救，但是它定型了。
And in religion, you may be born again, but then you are set there.
过去有侍奉主的仆人们讲，我们呢都做一个漂漂亮亮的盒子，就是礼拜堂，然后把主请进来，你住在这里，不要动了哈， 从今以后我们办理办一切事情你也不要说话了，我们已经 有我们的神学了。
And、in the past servants of God have described as we set up this prayer box for God to come in and、he doesn't do anything, we do the rest.
我刚到美国来，我 在一个聚会他们就讲，他说在聚会中最 lonely 的就是主耶稣。
When I came to a gathering in America、some said thatMost lonely in the gathering is Christ.
因为这个聚会有一个位置空着是让主耶稣坐的。
That there's just the seat empty there for Christ.
但是主起来了以后，我们奉主人民开始聚会，说从现在开始我们 handle 一切，你听好了。
After we start the gathering in His name, we handle all the rest.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不能这样。
We cannot do this.、
这就是保罗在这里的开始要讲到实行的时候，他又要祷告了。
And when Paul talks about living this out, he again has to pray.
他这一个祷告就比求启示、求开眼睛更迫切。
He prays even more than he was praying for revelation.
他说：“我不得不在父的面前屈膝了。”
Just for this reason, I have to bow my knees to the Father.
他就感觉他毫无力量。
He feels that he has no ability or strength.
他不能自己做。
He cannot do it himself.
除非神照着他丰盛的荣耀，把圣灵赐。
Unless God gives him the Spirit according to the riches of His glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道这个是求走路的路的祷告。
This is a prayer and asking for the way to go.
The way of the church.
The way of the church.
弟兄姊妹们，在旧约时代，当一个主的仆人感觉到神在他肩膀上所托付的责任的时候。
In the Old Testament, if someone felt the burden that God has given them,
他们毫无例外的都是祷告说：“主啊，求你将你的道路指示。”
Then they will always pray, "May your will be known, made known to me."
摩西是这样祷告。
This is how Moses prayed.
在出埃及记第33章，他说：“主啊，求你将你的道路指示，要纪念这个名是你的名，不是我的名。”
In Exodus 33, he says that this is not my name, but your name, may your will be made known.
我不能照着我的喜好带他。
I cannot lead them according to my interest.
叫他们跟我一样，一个胃口，一个想法，不是这样。
Otherwise, they will be like me, have the same thoughts.
我必须要照你的方法。
But I have to go according to your way.
大卫受膏以后，他在主面前，我终日等候我的主。
After David was anointed, he said that I've waited all my life for my Lord.
在诗篇25篇。
In Psalms 25,
yeah, I wait for you all day long.
I wait for you all day long.
他说呢，他说主啊，求你将你的道路指示我，将你的真理开启。
He said, "May your will be known to me, and show me your truth, lead me in your truth."
到了新约时代，不是给保罗才有这个要求。
This requirement was not just for Paul.
每一个蒙恩得救的都应该明白。
But all those who have been saved should understand.
每一个神的儿女。都应该成为神的托付的对象，承担神使命的。
That every children of God should be those who His commands have been entrusted to.
如果我们看见了这个道路，
If we are able to see this way,
我们的生活，
Then our life,
我们的侍奉，
Our service,
我们的待人接物，
And how we lead people and others,
我们行事为人的意念和态度，
And our attitudes, the way that we walk,
还有我们的做法会完全不一样。
And also all our actions will be completely different.
弟兄姊妹，道路非常重要，道路是关乎见证的。
Brothers and sisters, the way is very important in regards to testimony.
什么样的道路，怎么样做事情，怎么样侍奉，你就看见反映出这个人属灵的生命，他里面的性格。
The way that we do, the way that we follow the way our actions reflect the nature of our spirit.
Our character.
Our character.
Our spiritual character. 也反映出我们里面对真理的认识。
It reflects our spiritual character and our insight into the truth.
所以我们巴不得哈，我们真是蒙主的怜悯，像以弗所的弟兄姊妹一样，主把这些话告诉我。
May we receive His mercy and He reveals His words to us.
那么我们稍微讲一点啊，这个在圣经里面我们看见教会道路的原则。
Let's look at the principle behind the way the church in the Bible.
第一面呢，我这个都是复习啊，第一面可能都非常熟悉的。
Maybe we're all very familiar with this already.
教会里面，我们承认我们是蒙拣选。
First, you have to admit that we are the ones that are chosen.
蒙拣选的意思就是你自愿是没有用的。
If you're chosen, it means that your own will has no purpose, no meaning.
God never accepts volunteers.
That God doesn't accept volunteers.
神从来不接受志愿者。所以以弗所书第一章就讲到，我们得救啊，进入教会是什么？是神在没有创立世界以前，就在基督里拣选你。
And it tells us that before the, even the foundation of the world, He already chose us in Christ.
是什么意思呢？我们知道承认自己是蒙拣选的，意思就是说主权在主，不是吗？
And so this means that when we accept that we were chosen, that God has authority, not us.
但是我们在地上常常看见有很多人热心的，他是自愿的。
But on earth, people, they may be very zealous and they have their own will.
这样自愿好不好？人觉得事情就有人做了嘛，对不对？很好。
Maybe that seems good that people are able to get things done.
但是如果他不认识拣选背后那个神的主宰的权柄，弟兄姊妹，那很危险。
But if they don't understand the authority of God behind it, then this is dangerous.
教会很多的难处都出在这个点上面。
This is where many of the troubles in the church
come from. 我记得我小的时候嘛，在远东，在台湾的神学院，它的招生的标准是什么呢？
I remember when I was younger that for the requirements for a seminary in Taiwan.
第一个标准就是主有没有呼召你。
The first requirement is whether God has chosen you.
你自己说有，那还要你教会至少三个见证人，而且两个是长老。
And that you, besides yourself, you need three witnesses in your church. Two have to be elders.
但是今天不是这样。
But that is no longer the case.
弟兄姊妹们，神的主权必须是这条道路上的最明显的标志。
That in this way, the church, his authority has to be the most important sign.
这是foremost 这个 sign.
The foremost sign.
弟兄姊妹们，第二个，当神拣选了我们走的这条路是信心的道路。
And secondly, after God chose us, we have to walk in this way of faith.
昨天我用这个 Boxing 弟兄蒙召的时候，主给他的三个条件都包含在这里面。
And the three conditions God gave Brother Boxing is included in this.
他每一件事情不是把需要去告诉人。
And everything he didn't just tell the need to people.
他是到主面前去用信心依靠。
But he came to the Lord by faith.
每一件事是借着祷告。得着宝座的供应。
That in everything he was prepared, he received the supply from the throne.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹在自己肉身中很小的事情上，你可以去学这个功课。
We can learn this lesson in even very little things in our flesh.
你就发现主的同在在我们身上是非常真实的。
And you'll find how true the presence of God is in us.
主的名称作奇妙，是会显明。在你我的生活和侍奉中的。
And that His name as miraculous is seen in our life and our service.
那么第三方面啊，在走信心道路上面，我们一路有脱落，有放下。
And the third is that in walking this way, we aside put down our own things.
这个是十字架的经历。
And this is the experience of the cross.
所以呢，希伯来书的作者讲，这些蒙召走信心道路的人。他们有时候会低沉的，也会想念自己出来的家乡。
And Hebrews tells us that for those who were called out to follow him, they may still think of their home.
他们有机会可以回去的。
And they may still have the chance to go back.
但这个时候，他们放下那种情绪。
But at that time, they put down the right order.
那个 emotion.
The right emotions.
你知道我们情绪一来的时候，很难放下的。
It's very hard to put down our own emotions.
主在我们身上教导我们放下它。我给你力量，你怎么放下呢？转眼仰望摆在前面的。
So you give us strength that we put down by looking ahead at Christ.
所以斯百克弟兄有人问他说：“你最喜欢的诗歌是什么？”
People have asked Brother Sparks what his favorite hymn was.
他毫不犹豫的就说 ：“Turn your eyes upon Jesus.”
And without hesitation, he said, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus."
学十字架功课，不要咬紧牙关，不要用意志力啊！一定主，你一定做，不要这样子。Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
The way of the cross is not about.
你转过去，哇，主的荣耀来了，你就很自然。
It's not about using all your own will, your own strength, but about turning your eyes towards Jesus, and it's natural.
这在个人是这样，在教会整体也是这样。
This is true for each of us individually and for the church.
教会碰见大苦难的时候是做什么呢？大家去祷告 ，turn our eyes upon Jesus.
In times of trouble for the church, we pray and turn our eyes towards Jesus.
你知道《使徒行传》第四章啊， 十二个使徒啊都被抓到监牢里面去。
In Acts 4, all 12 apostles were taken to prison.
结果夜间天使来开了门了，就放他们出去了。
And the night time, the angel opened the door and let them out.
而且跟他们讲，明天清早你们就到殿里面去传讲耶稣复活了。
And told them tomorrow morning to go to the temple and proclaim Jesus resurrected.
第二天早上呢，这个公会聚齐的人要来审问他们。
And the next morning, the
Sanhedrin
came to question them.
Yeah.他们去找，结果发现监牢空了，他们吓坏了。又有人说了，这些人现在在圣殿里面传讲耶稣复活了。
And they saw that the jail was empty, and they were told they were up, but they were Jesus resurrected in the temple.
所以这公会的人心里面就震惊了，就说你们把他们带来，但是啊，不能用暴力了。
And the Sanhedrin were very surprised and asked to bring them back without violence.
啊，我们知道，最后他们说，你们不准再奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名传讲什么事情。
So that you can no longer preach anything in the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
把他们打了。
And they hit them.
要放他们回出去。
And let them go.
他们一出去啊，就回到自己的弟兄们身上。
As soon as they went out, they went back with the brothers.
那叫做教会走十字架的道路。
This is the church walking in the way of the cross.
他们回去了，他们是不是一直叹息？你看我这被打得好重啊！
Did they go back and sigh about their wounds?
他们就一同跪下来祷告。
They didn't, but they bowed to pray.
而且高声的祷告。
They prayed with loud voices.
当他们这样一开口祷告之后，主就把他的话，就话说在他们心里面。
And when they prayed like this, God spoke His words into their heart.
他们用诗篇第二篇的话祷告说：“主啊，万民为什么争闹？”地上的君王和城宰为什么同谋商议要推倒你的受膏者？
And they asked why the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain against your anointed one.
大卫的诗篇所讲的正是我们今天所经历的。
And in this psalm is what we are experiencing now.
正是这个时刻。
It happening at this time.
所以他主啊，求你现在伸出你的手来。
He says, Lord, may you reach out your hand.
你看啊，十字架的苦难变成他们的能力。
The suffering of the cross becomes their strength.
变成他们里面经历主的机会。
Becomes an opportunity for them to experience the Lord.
所以教会的道路啊，不要怕十字架。
Do not be afraid of the cross and the
way. 也不要怕考验和苦难。
Or do not be afraid of tests or suffering.
弟兄姊妹，借着这些，我们连于宝座。
Through all this, we're united with the throne.
那么教会的这个走的道路啊，必定它的结果。是叫生命增加。
And the end result of the way the church is for life to increase.
啊，弟兄姊妹，一个聚会啊，如果走在对的路上，开头的时候可能很幼小，很幼稚。
If a gathering is walking the right way, it may start off as very small.
Very immature.
Very immature.
但是他走在对的路上，我们也没做什么，也没大恩赐，我们磨来磨去，到最后了，基督在里面增加了。
But as we start to walk in the right way, even if we haven't done anything, Christ starts to increase.
那叫做生命。
This is what life is.
弟兄姊妹，教会是走生命的道路，不是走工作的道路。
The church is walking in the way of life, not in the way of a job.
工作道路就是传递我做工的这个看法，把志同道合的人大家组合，啊，我们来办一个活动。
The way of just doing a job is trying to gather people together to plan an activity.
我要讲一点，我不讲我自己。
I will speak of myself.
我年轻的时候做过很多这种事情。
I did do things like that when I was young.
但是我做的都是很小很小的事。
But they were pretty a small minor things.
我讲斯百克弟兄。
I'll speak about Brother Spark.
他十七岁蒙恩得救。
He was saved when he was 17.
主给他一得救，他里面就火热，要传讲耶稣是真的。
As soon as he was saved, he was zealous for God to spread the gospel.
他是在街头听别人唱诗歌传福音得救。
He heard others singing and preaching the gospel.
他起先觉得这些人唱诗歌很好听，他就去听了。
And he thought that it sounded good, he went to go listen.
结果越走越近了，最后他就站在那些传福音的人中间，站在他旁边说：“耶稣是真的。”他就开始传起福音来了。
He was standing among them, saying that Jesus is true and preaching the gospel.
等到他二十岁左右，他回到伦敦。
When he was 20, he returned to London.
那时候刚好啊，这个 Livingstone。我们知道英国有一个很有名的宣教士到非洲的心脏地带去传福音的，叫做 Livingstone。
There's a famous English preacher named Livingstone.
后来呢，还被女皇呢封为贵族爵士 Sir Livingstone。他刚好呢 这个100岁的生日，他当年过世了。
And then, so later on, his 100th birthday.
史莱克就很火热，而且他也很 smart.
And Brother Sparks was very, Bella
said, "What are you doing? London, these Catholics, so many churches, no one can take this opportunity to have a big event."
He said, how come on his only table, no one's planning a great event for him?
他就各聚会去联络说 Livingstone 是哪一天呢？他100岁生日，我们不是趁这个机会好好办个福音活动吗？
And so he went to all these churches saying that on his 100th birthday, we should plan a gospel event.
弟兄姊妹，他把他这件事讲出来，他说这是我很幼稚的事情做。
And he said, this is something I do when I was very immature or foolish.
他心是为着主。
He did have a heart for the Lord.
教会走道路也是这样，开始这样，到最后，你看他后来啊，他跟着 Campbell Morgan 做了他的读经的书记10年。
And then, but then for 10 years, he followed Campbell Morgan to be his
scribe. 这是像 paralegal 一样。
A paralegal or secretary for him.
是呀，就是Campbell Morgan 要讲一个题目，后面的资料他就给两位弟兄跟着他读的，你们去查。
Whatever topic Campbell Morgan would speak on, he'd have these brothers look it up and study it.
弟兄姊妹们，他这样把圣经好好的、深入的读了。
This is how he was able to very carefully, deeply read the Bible.
他就开始起来服侍。
And he started to get up and serve himself.
他那时候认为他是最正统的浸信会的。
He thought that he was a very
authentic Baptist.
Authentic Baptist.
他像那个 Spurgeon 一样，所以他自己买了一套牧师的这个袍子。
He wanted to be like Spurgeon. He bought his own pastoral robes.
直到他遇见了宾路易斯母。
Until he met Sister Penn Lewis.
十字架的光照在他。
And this is when the light of the cross was shining.
这些东西都从他身上脱落。
All these things were taken away from him.
他在英国那时候解经了，他说。我不算是大了，但是有5000人来听我讲圣经。
And when he would speak about the scriptures, 5,000 people would come speak to him.
他每次讲圣经都穿上牧师袍，还拿根烟呢。他后来这些通通都掉下去了。
When he was speaking, he would wear his pastor robes and
even a cigarette.
And also a cigarette.
这些放下是因为他学会真理的光让他看见基督。
He put all these things down because the light of the truth made him see Christ.
好，弟兄姊妹，生命在他身上开始出来。
The life started to reveal itself in him.
弟兄姊妹，这是一些基本的原则，我想大家都知道的。
These are basic principles that we may already know.
那我们真正，如果我们有心要承担一个聚会服事，我们该怎么做
？If we have the heart to take on the burden to lead a gathering, what should we do?
第一个，我们需要有意向。
The first is that we have to have a vision. 所以
使徒保罗他起来做工，你们听了我讲的，你们知道，我深知基督的奥秘是借着圣灵的开启。
And so Paul says that I deeply know the mystery of Christ according to the revelation of the Spirit.
这个意象就是神的目的。
This vision is the purpose of God.
和神的道路。
As well as the way of God.
目标决定道路。
That the purpose determines the way.
道路了引到那个目的。
And the way leads us to the purpose.
第二个。
And the second point.
如果我们领受了这一方面。
If we've already received all this.
我们必须要谨慎。
We have to be alert.
要忠心。
And be faithful.
你知道摩西啊，领以色列百姓到了西乃山。
When Moses led the Israelites to Mount Sinai.
神要与以色列百姓立约。
And he wanted to establish a covenant with them.
立约以后呢。神的百这以色列人就成为与神立约的子民。
And afterwards they became the people with whom God has a covenant.
神就要住在他们中间。
And he will dwell among them.
但是神怎么住呢
？But how does God dwell among them?
神要启示他的家的样子。
He has to reveal how his house should be.
弟兄姊妹，所以神呼召摩西上山，用40昼夜把神家的样子仔仔细细讲给他听。
And so God called Moses up to the mountain for 40 days and nights to describe in detail what it should be like.
然后神吩咐摩西下山，跟他说：“你下山，你要谨慎。”
And after he goes down the mountain, he says, "You have to see to it."
为我建造的时候，凡事要照着我在山上指示你的样子。
That everything creates according to the pattern received on the mountain.
到了希伯来书第3章那边第5节就讲了，摩西做仆人。 在神的全家就诚然敬重。
And in Hebrews 3:5, and Moses indeed was faithful all his house as a ministering servant.
弟兄姊妹，我们在一起承担教会的责任，我们要谨慎。
We have to be alert as we bear the responsibility of the church.
因为这一班弟兄姊妹来聚会。
Because when these people gather together.
如果我们是走对的道路。
If we're walking in the right
way. 向着神的目的。
According to God's purpose.
神要住在我们的中间。
Then he will dwell among us.
所以每一件事，甚至你在讲台上怎么说话，都有样式的。
And so everything you do, what you speak on the stage, has its own pattern form.
甚至你唱什么诗歌都有样式的。
There's already a pattern for what.
保罗讲到，我们是用属灵的言语讲说属灵的事，讲给属灵的人听。
Paul says that we use spiritual words to speak of spiritual things to spiritual people.
今天我们用世俗的言语轻看弟兄姊妹，觉得你们不属灵，所以我是用世俗言语讲给讲给你们听。
We might use worldly language because it may look down on others.
Secular language. 弟兄姊妹们，这是不对的。
But this is not right.
你看见了这个，你必定受约束的。
And if you encounter this, and
因为将来我们要交账的。
Because you have to be accountable.
再不能用地上的逻辑了。
We cannot use the worldly logic.
再不能用世俗的方法和策略了。
Or these secular ways or ideas.
第三个，在实行上面。
And then the third point,
我们需要有一个心智肯付代价。
We have to be willing to pay the price.
像摩西啊，他已经前40年在皇宫，后40年，中间40年在旷野。
You know that his first 40 years were in the temple, the second 40 in the wilderness.
照人来看呢，他80岁了，应该退休，回去跟孙子玩一玩就好了。
It seems like at age 80 he might retire, spend time with his grandchildren.
但是没有，他后面40年在旷野。
No, but he spent these 40 years in the wilderness.
和神的百姓一同忍受基督的凌辱。
And together with the saints, they were experiencing
the reproach of Christ. 他们 fellowship in the reproach of Christ. 他认为呢，这比埃及的财富更宝贵、更荣耀。
But this was more precious and glorious than the treasures in Egypt.
我知道我们中间弟兄们都有这个心思。
I know that many of you here have this will.
这是走道路必须要有的预备嘛。
And this is the preparation you have to walk in this way.
那么真正在实行上，我快快的讲一点。
But then truly in order to live this out.
祷告，祷告，再祷告。
You have to pray, pray, and pray even more.
你看以弗所书啊，保罗碰见的十四。是不是他在一个时代而已，整个教会时期都需要的。
We know that Paul's service was not just for the church of the time, but in all time in history.
这种的祷告叫做惨难的祷告。
This kind of prayer is the prayer of labor or toil.
或者这样讲啊 ，travailing prayer.
A travailing prayer.
弟兄姊妹，你这祷告里面是要付代价。
You have to pay the price even in your prayers.
每天在主面前不忘记的 diligent。
That you're diligently praying before the Lord.
求主开弟兄姊妹的眼睛。
Asking the Lord to open the eyes.
求主开我的眼睛，让我柔软。
And to open my eyes that I may be soft
before Him. 求圣灵住在人里面做工。
May the Holy Spirit dwell in everyone.
然后呢，第二个啊，我们要立志追求啊，在一起聚会，不谈别的，只谈我们这样做是不是合神的心意。
But also we have this determination when we gather together not to talk about anything but the will of God.
要过一个合神心意的教会生活。
But the church life is pleasing to God's will.
我们有一首诗歌说我愿做一个合神心意的人，那是个别的。
So that I want to be a person who is pleasing to God.
但你这个人呢，看起来生活各方面都很清洁，但走错路了，那没有用的。
Maybe if you're cleansing many aspects of your life, but you're walking in the wrong way.
所以你知道天主教里面有很多爱主的弟兄姊妹，他们最后寻道在天主教，因为他走错路了。
They're very Catholics who love the Lord, but yet they're still walking in the wrong way.
我们需要走主的正路。
We have to walk in the right way of the Lord.
服侍主的人呢，第一是要把这个路摆在弟兄姊妹面前，摆得清楚。
But to serve, we have to first show the correct way of doing everyone.
自己要带弟兄姊妹。
They walk in it and leave others and sisters in it as well.
所以过去我听弟兄解决教会难处啊，若是弟兄姊妹认识这条路，难处就不太大，都是性格上面。
If we understand the way, then these hardships are smaller. It's just our personality.
所以要讲说，我们要在对的路上做对的人， 然后做对的事情。
They have to be the right person doing the right things on the right way.
这福尔摩斯你必须要走得对的。弟兄姊妹，这个是我们需要认识。所以过去在弟兄会他们起来的时候，他们把这个路标得很清楚，叫做 3B。
In the brother movement, they call this the 3Bs.
第一个是 back to the beginning.
The first is back to the beginning.
回到神最原初的，不是看今天国教里面怎么做。
Not just looking at today what we're doing, but back to the beginning.
不是看今天一般的基督徒里面怎么做。
Not what these common Christians are doing nowadays.
那这 beginning 的标准在哪里呢？
But what is the standard of the beginning?
Back to the Bible.
It's back to the Bible.
神的话语是我们最高的权柄。
And the words of God are the greatest authority.
我必须要正确的领会，而且运用神的话。
We have to correctly receive and use the words of God.
第三个，他们讲 back to the body.
The third is back to the body.
我们在一起聚会是活的，是一个身体，不是一个宗教的仪式。
We gather together as living, it's a body, not just a religious ritual.
当初在中国刚开头的时候也有口号的，他们用了四个方面。
In China, they also had four aspects.
注重重生，所以第一个你要这个受浸。
And the first is that you have to be baptized.
然后第二个受浸以后，第一个聚会就是波比。
And that the first gathering afterwards is the Lord's table.
如果这个聚会根本不在乎主的波比，是一个疑问，你不要去。
And the gathering doesn't care about the Lord's table, you should not go.
由人来主持的，那是一个疑问。
Or if it's just organized by humans.
第三个，姊妹们蒙头。
The third is about women covering their heads.
要讲到基督是教会的头，弟兄们也不要出头。
Christ is the head of the church, so brothers shouldn't show their head either.
姊妹们蒙头是提醒弟兄，你不要太嚣张了，不要太自主啊。
That the women wearing the head covering is also a reminder to the men.
我们要服在基督的权柄之下。
We have to come before the authority of Christ.
第四个，他们说脱宗派，就离开基督教。
And the fourth is to go away from the religion.
基督教里面很多我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
There are many brothers and sisters in Christianity.
我们见到面，我们要好好在生命里面交通。
That we should have this good fellowship in the spirit.
我们也不敢去轻看或者定罪。
And we shouldn't look down on them or condemn them.
但是基督教走的那条路，我们不走。
But we should not walk. We should walk in the way of Christ.
刚才我讲到那个神的拣选主权啊，信心十架生命，这是我们。
That we should go according to what he has chosen his will and the faith in that.
当我们这样子实行的时候，
and when we live it out this way,
弟兄姊妹，真理的光还对基督的经历就不断的增加、扩大，而且越过越清晰。
And the light of the truth, then our understanding of Christ continues to grow and expand.
一个这样走的聚会的弟兄姊妹就越来越单纯。
For people who walk in this way, they become more pure.
越来越诚实。
As well as more sincere.
简单的讲啊，单纯的叫做 simplicity.
Rather than more the simplicity of it.
诚实的叫做这个 sincerity. 他们没有一件事是虚应世故的，它是 sincere.
And they become more simple and as well as sincere.
这样子哈，你看见有一点点的光，很容易他就感觉到。我要悔改。
And even with a little light, they realize that they need to repent.
他能够被修正。
And they're willing to be corrected.
基督在我们中间就增加，就长大。
And then Christ is magnified.
愿主祝福他的话。
May God bless His words.
我们有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把满心的感谢赞美献给。
We want to give all the thanksgiving and praise to you.
你把父神心中隐藏的奥秘，借着你的话语和圣灵的工作，摆在我们中间。
Through your words and the work of the Spirit, you place before us the mystery of God that was hidden.
主啊，我们实在感觉自己是蒙怜悯、蒙恩、蒙爱的。
We know that we're those who receive your grace, mercy, and love.
但愿每一个属你的儿女。我们都欢然接受你的带领。
May all your children receive your willingly receive your guidance and leading.
愿今天在地上，你的众儿女都走你定规的道路。
May all your children walk in the way that you have set.
好叫教会 能够在这个时代完成父神的工作。
So in this time, the church may accomplish the will of the Father.
迎接你迫近的回来。
And to receive your coming up soon.
主啊，我们的心等候你。
Or our hearts wait for you.
愿你快来。
May you come soon.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣
名。In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，我们还是有一点时间，有点回应的祷告。